Wisconsin Electric had been using a concrete and steel cask made by a California company to store waste outside WEPCO's Point Beach plant along Lake Michigan. The same cask model is also used by a Michigan utility. But 2 years ago, a hydrogen fire at Point Beach blew a container's 3-ton lid 3 feet in the air. No radioactivity was released, but the Nuclear Regulatory Commission halted further use of those casks. Now Wisconsin Electric wants to change to an all-metal storage container made by a New York firm, TransNuclear Incorporated. The utility says if the switch is not approved, it may run out of in-plant storage space within 2 years and have to shut down. Anti-nuclear groups are pushing to let the public have a say in the NRC's decision. At least one other plant, run by Virginia Power and Light, uses the cask made by TransNuclear. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.